Warrior Sound at the NBA Finals. We're at the Q with Q in Cleveland. Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier. He joins us from time to time for walking in whatever blank city. And last year we were here in Cleveland and we did Sitting in the Q with Q. We return to the Q with you because we're talking about that Game 3 NBA Finals victory with the Warriors. That was exhilarating. The stuff of goosebumps, especially when you see what Kevin Durant did down the stretch.
He was amazing. I mean, he's been, I'd say, since the middle of the Utah series, really, really locked in, really, really confident, and playing sort of, I guess, I don't know, he has a different focus now where his mind is free. He's not overthinking things, and he's playing instinctively, which is always when you're at your best. And then his skill is, his shooting is at a high level. Like, he's really confident. So, you know, he made some big shots last night, none bigger than the one at the end, the three. And I don't know, he's obviously an amazing player. And man, what a comeback last night.
You're watching the game on the replay on the telecast, and you're hearing, you know, Coach Kerr referring to 7-point lead for the Cavs. But we're in this. We're in this. When did you feel the opportunity for the momentum to shift yourself?
Well, I wasn't as confident as he was, as Steve. But I was. Steve brings a level of confidence to us, and I just felt like we weren't quite ourselves at portions of in the third and fourth, and even at the end of, you know, down the stretch in the fourth until we hit that run. But Steve always has sort of a, I think he keeps our team calm, and he always has sort of a good way of making things seem like this is possible. And quite honestly, they are possible. But his themes last night down the stretch were, you know, there's still a lot of time left, and this was like with 6 minutes to go, and again with like four, and he said we're pressing a little bit, and we were down, and we haven't been down in a fourth quarter in a while, and so it's a little different to play that way when you haven't been playing like that. So we were pressing a little bit, and Steve called on them to not press, to just relax and move the ball and attack early when we can, but really just understand that there's time left. That was one. And then I think he also said that, you know, they're going to wear down. They, you know, they've been playing heavy minutes, and just stick with it and keep pushing. They're going to wear down, and there's lots of time left. And those two themes, along with our big shot making down the stretch, really helped us.
It was heroic performances on Cleveland's side. Kyrie Irving with some amazing drives and finishes. LeBron James was tremendous in the game, as he has been in the first three games. And you think of the team effort that it took to overcome those really wonderful performances by those Cavs players and others on their team. It was just an exciting game all around. It was exhilarating to watch. It is the promise of what everybody was looking forward to when you see these teams meet up in this trilogy.
It's two heavyweights. I mean, it's like a heavyweight fight, kind of, right? I mean, everyone, the interesting thing to me now is the narrative is that we're the superpower and almost, you know, too many stars. But the reality is they have incredible players too, and that's, you know, I guess that's not being mentioned as much, but LeBron was incredible last night. Kyrie is incredible, and you know, some of their other pieces haven't played to maybe what they would like, but they still have a very talented roster. That's a really, really good team. So it was a top build prize fight last night, and a game that they had to win, you know, sort of. And they made it tough. They came out and really hit us with some early punches, and then they were tough throughout. But we're a great team, you know, and we have depth and guys that add, and KD and Clay and Steph were phenomenal last night at different times. KD at the very end and along the way. So amazing win, one for the ages for sure. And man, it's nice to be a Warrior.
Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier joining us here on Warrior Sound. It's Sitting in the Q with Q, Volume 2, as we are here for not the third straight season, but this is the second time we've done this sitting in the queue, and we're on the eve of Game 4, and thinking of the entire playoffs, there's the players that you help warm up in the pregame, and that includes Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, and Kevin Durant, and we go one by one here and kind of talk about the playoffs they've had, sort of the arc of their playoffs, and just what you've seen and how enjoyable it's been to see the growth of what this team has become and what these individuals are doing. Let's start with Draymond and just the playoffs he's had.
Well, he's our emotional leader and our power source of energy. So he hasn't played as well in this final series as he would probably hope and as we would hope. He's been in foul trouble a lot, but he's been shooting the ball really well, you know, sort of in warm-ups and in practices, and also you've seen that in some of the games where his shot's much better. So I'm hoping that for tomorrow night that that he really shines, not just with his shooting but with his playmaking and stays out of foul trouble, and he's due for a sort of a big Draymond game. And so that's my hope. But he's playing at a high level and shooting at a high level in all his practices and stuff. So I think that we'll see something different out of him tomorrow night. As far as Steph and KD both are, you know, really, really grooving shots now. And both playing at a high level. Can't leave either one of them open. And they've actually been shooting together in some of our workouts, which has been fun. We call it 30 for 35 as opposed to 30 for 30, the ESPN thing. But, man, I don't know. I have to pinch myself to work with all those guys. They're incredible players.
I think soon ESPN will be actually 35 years old if they're not already, and that would be possibly apropos if they did 30 films and the 35 honor. I don't know. So you know it's the NBA Finals when Jimmy Goldstein is here for the practice session, not the game, and is on the court in a gold lamé jacket. It looks incredible. His style is incredible, and he's here, and it's not even a game. It's here. One more thing here, Q, as we wrap things up here on the eve of Game 4. You look at the hospitality that the host cities have provided, folks enjoying their time in Oakland, that we heard from the Cleveland Press Corps and the travel contingent from the great state of Ohio coming out to the Bay Area and enjoying what all the Bay Area has to offer. And here in Cleveland, very, very gracious hosts, some wonderful restaurants to check out. I'm partial to the Greenhouse Tavern myself. I really love that place. And the chef there also owns this noodle bar, Noodle Cat, which I love to get over to. And You know, a big coffee guy. I found a place called Pour. It's really nice down in Euclid. But tell me something. As you've enjoyed the time here in Cleveland, if you've been able to get out and do something out and about in Cleveland, what have you been enjoying about just being here in the city as the days have unfolded?
Well, I wish I could say I've done a lot. This isn't one of those cities or times when I've had a chance to do too much, because it's been a short trip with just some of the preparation and getting in super late. I think it was the night before we played. The next day was sort of prep and practice. So I haven't done too much in the beautiful city of Cleveland, although I have hit the Pour Coffee place. That's a good little spot. And then I went over to this place, and I think it's called Ohio City, to a little kind of, I don't know, lunch, dinner, bar place called Town Hall that was good. But Cleveland's a cool city, good people, and I'd like to say I want to come back, but I don't.
Hear, hear. I will tell you, it's been fun. You're amazing. This has been Sitting in the Queue with Q, Volume 2, Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier here on Warrior Sound.